This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. This week, the issue of the failed V.C. Summer nuclear project moved from the State House to the Senate. Senate leaders are pushing a resolution that would extend the period of time that the State Public Service Commission has to consider South Carolina Electric and Gas Company's request to continue to recover cost for the $9 billion debacle. They are fearful the current law could strengthen the utility's ability to legally lock in those costs, thus ensuring higher electric rates for SCNG customers. Senate Republican leader Shane Massey.
This really is a once-in-a-generation issue. It is that significant. It's that significant for the customers, for the employees, for the retirees of these utilities, for the state as a whole. We need to make sure we get it right. And all we're asking for with this is to give us enough time in order to get it right.
Orangeburg Democrat Brad Hutto argued that to extend the PSC deadline for action would add more uncertainty to the matter.
This is kicking the can down the road. What this thing says is that we won't take it up. We won't have the PSC take it up before February the 1st of next year. That is a year from now. A year from now. If it is our intention to put our legislative fingers on the scales, let's do it now. If we're trying to pick winners and losers in this battle, let's go ahead and do that now.
The PSC resolution is back up for debate in the Senate next week. The magnitude of the nuclear issue is causing some lawmakers to say it could prevent the General Assembly from dealing with other important issues this session. Dorchester County Senator Sean Bennett says that could keep matters like state pension reform and local government funding from being considered.
But I really don't know how some of these significant heavy lift items with a lot of contention get passed in a session that we're dealing with VC summer. And that's not an excuse. It's just, unfortunately, the way that we operate up here, we tend to get more, we spend a lot more time reacting to things than being proactive.
The House approved a controversial bill this week that would prohibit cities and counties from imposing bans on the sale of plastic bags and styrofoam-type containers. The bill does grandfather in several coastal communities who had already enacted bans to protect their beaches. They are Folly Beach, Hilton Head Island, the Isle of Palms, and Surfside Beach. The bill, pushed by the American Progressive Bag Alliance organization, would restrict such decisions to the state, which led opponents to claim the bill would allow an overreach of authority by the state. Here's freshman Representative William Cogswell of Charleston.
Simply put, we on the coast don't want this bill, and I feel like it's a gross overreach by the state. For those that have made the argument that it's good for business, I would say that last I checked, the coast is generating a lot of revenue for this state, and business is doing just fine down there.
The bill had the support of the House Republican leadership. It now goes to the Senate. Lawmakers have voted to give State Supreme Court Justice John Kittredge a second 10-year term on the High Court. Kittredge of Greenville is a former trial judge and judge of the State Court of Appeals. Gaffney Senator Harvey Peeler has introduced a bill that would postpone by a month this summer's political primaries. In 2012, state voters approved electing the governor and lieutenant governor running together as a ticket starting this year. But the Senate and the House are at odds on legislation implementing the changes. Peeler said he's trying to prod House and Senate conferees to settle their differences. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.